Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Expo Chicago is the largest art fair in the Midwest. It's an opportunity for collectors and admirers alike to peruse hundreds of galleries from around the world. It's also a chance to be challenged, delighted, and to buy art. It opens to the general public on Friday. But the action isn't just at Navy Pier. There are events happening across the city, riding the energy of Expo, and shining a light on the talent across town, starting tonight on the city's south side. We checked in with Courtney Kippers, WBEZ Arts and Culture Reporter, for a preview. Here's Courtney.
Tonight is Southside Night, and it's really the launch of Expo Art Week. You know, Expo has really gone from being a weekend art fair to being a week-long event that happens across the city. And so, like you said, tonight, Expo organizers are encouraging people who are either in town for the fair, and definitely people who live in Chicago, to go out to Southside galleries and museums, many of which will remain open tonight. And there's a lot going on. There's an artist talk with Paul Branton at the Southside Community Art Center. There's a toast to sort of kick off Expo Art Week at the Smart Museum. There's things going on at the Hyde Park Art Center. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot happening tonight.
Oh, wow. It's starting off with a bang.
That's right.
Well, I'm curious what event organizers are saying to you about this decision. They're launching Expo 2024 in a very different way.
Yeah, I think organizers would say it's really a chance to get visitors outside of sort of the downtown Navy Pier area mm-hmm. and show off what the city's neighborhoods and these institutions really have to offer.
Yeah, I dig it. Spread it out.
Totally.
Spread the art love. All right. Well, let's go back to headquarters, though. Expo headquarters, that is. So if someone's never been, Courtney, describe what the event at Navy Pier looks and feels like.
Yeah, okay. So Expo really takes over Navy Pier's Festival Hall. And if you haven't been there, that is a big space. You know, they also host a volleyball tournament there. So imagine that type of space.
Oh, I know. I've seen the parking lot when they're hosting that volleyball tournament.
You and me both. You and me both. And so there are hundreds of booths where attendees can see work from artists around the world working in a variety of mediums. And so it really is a feast for the senses.
Yeah. You highlight some international gallerists who will be present this year. Talk about them and why they made your not to be missed list.
For sure. These really come recommended by the Expo team, the team curating the fair. One gallery that they are really excited about is Labor. That's a Mexico City gallery, mm-hmm. and they are participating in the fair for the first time. And they're bringing an artist with them who's going to open up their booth with some performance art. It's sort of a spiritual opening of their booth. You know, we often see art hanging on walls, but this is sort of more dynamic, more performative. So that's really cool. Expo organizers also highlighted the Nara Rossler Gallery from Brazil. She's bringing an artist who's doing a really large scale installation that they're really stoked for folks to see. Mm-hmm. There is art coming from all over the world.
That
truly.
Is incredible. So if visitors want to like dive right in, right? They want to talk to dealers about the art and potentially purchase a piece. What do you recommend?
Yeah, totally. It's worth remembering that dealers are there to sell art. I spoke with gallery owner Monique Maloche, who has a gallery here in Chicago, and she recommended folks who are interested in buying art just start that conversation. Ask the dealer a little bit more about the artist, a little bit more about the materials they use. She says no one has their prices out, but everyone there is there to sell art. So don't be scared. They are willing to have that conversation with you.
Speaking of scared, I mean, it sounds like navigating Expo can seem overwhelming. Do you have tips for that?
Yes, totally. The folks I talked to recommended going in with a plan because
there
are nearly 200
galleries.
There's
a lot happening.
There. You're not going to see everything. You are just not. And so go online, know what you want to see, have that plan. And then folks also recommended maybe starting in the fair's exposure section. That highlights up-and-coming artists. Those are galleries that have been open 10 years or less. Mm-hmm. And they're a little bit smaller booths, so that can be a little bit more manageable place to start.
What is the price of entry for Expo?
Yeah, a single day ticket is $40. You can also get a weekend pass, and that's $70.
While I have you here, I want to dive more into some of the galleries. Lorraine O'Grady, who's a conceptual artist and cultural critic, has a solo show at Marianne Ibrahim Gallery. Tell us about O'Grady and that show.
Yeah, there are so many exhibitions happening this week and this weekend, but I think you're right. I think that's a real highlight for people is that's going to be at the Miriam Ibrahim's Westtown Gallery. And the show sort of centers around a knight. That's a knight with a K, like a knight in shining armor, which O'Grady, the artist, has been exploring in her recent works, but really dives into in this exhibit. And so I think that is sort of a standout, something for folks not to miss. And for people who live in Chicago, that is open till May 25th. So you got some time.
Awesome. There's also an event highlighting up-and-coming artists. That's the New City Breakout Artists event. That's happening tomorrow?
Yep, that show opens tomorrow, and that's actually, this is the program's 20th year. So they have a pretty robust history of highlighting up-and-coming artists during Expo Week, and that exhibition remains open until May 17th. So same thing, you can go out and you can see the work. There are 9 artists who are showing their work as part of that exhibition.
Well, you know what I got to ask you about before you go, Courtney? The after parties. Where are you suggesting folks put on their radar?
Totally. I would recommend Southside Night tonight on Friday night. There's art after hours when galleries across the city remain open late and welcome folks in to see what they've got going on. So yeah, it really is plenty of chances to partake.
Well, that's Courtney Kippers, who's a WBEZ arts and culture reporter. You can check out her full guide. There's plenty more, folks. It's at WBEZ.org right now. Programming begins tonight, as she mentioned, on the south side of Chicago. For more info, head to expochicago.org. The general public can access the galleries at Navy Pier for a week starting this Friday, and single day tickets are $40. Thank you, Courtney. This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Linnea Dominic and edited and mixed by Dan Tucker. For more conversations on Chicago news and arts and culture, make sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Have a great day.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.